Welcome back to Send Off, where we send you off encouraged and challenged by God's Word. Over the past few episodes, we've covered how the book of Romans lays out that we're all sick with a disease, and that disease is called sin, and that through sin comes death. This desperate case of humanity. But the good news is that there is Jesus, who through Jesus, he's able to reverse the curse of sin. Through him, he took on our sin that we could have life and be free from the grip of sin and death itself. And as we continue into the book of Romans, we come across Romans chapter 5, which lays out the side effects or the benefits of having a relationship with Jesus. So it's almost like this. When you get sick, you take a prescription or some sort of medicine. But with that medicine, there's different side effects, maybe dizziness, loss of balance, whatever it may be. Jesus is our antidote. He is our prescription to the sin problem, the only one. He is the only way to experience freedom from sin and experience life itself. But with Jesus, there are many beautiful side effects and benefits. The first Romans 5 lays out is peace. Peace. Peace is something that we are all in desperate need of. Studies show that anxiety, depression, and stress are at an all-time high. But today we're reminded that we have peace. We have peace with God. This means that God's not out to get you and that you're not against God, but that you have peace with God. Now, the crazy thing is that this peace is not dependent upon what you're doing or where you're at. There's nothing that can move you from having peace with God, for he himself is peace, and it's not dependent, it's not conditioned upon how well you're doing. Say, for instance, you have a bad day, and you mess up, and you know you've been disobedient with God. That does not break the peace that you have with God. It will probably affect the way that you experience the peace of God, but even in those moments, we still have peace with God, because peace with God comes through Jesus Christ and him alone. So be encouraged by that today. You have peace with God, and there's nothing that can remove you from this position of peace.